Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed Holiday Edition. Wow. Edition?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Edition.
It's okay. Yeah, talking is hard.
It's the holidays. I'm tired. Merry Christmas, Kevin. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays, everyone.
This is fun. This is fun.
Jen, I would like to say, as someone who has known Jenna for a very long time, Jenna used to hate Christmas music.
Yep.
Everything about it. And then I was at Jenna's a couple weeks ago.
Oof.
And there are several Christmas trees. There's lots of decorations. She's talking about Christmas music.
I'm listening to Christmas music. I've been listening to Christmas music
woman.
Since December 1st. I am a changed woman.
Is it because you have a daughter?
Yes, absolutely. It's like brand new eyes. Like fresh, fresh eyes. I am seeing things very differently. We see Santa every year. We celebrate every night of Hanukkah. We do Hanukkah. We do, like, she's making out this year. I'm getting gifts. We're wrapping. We're doing Christmas lights. We're going to the zoo to see the Christmas animals. It's just really
cute.
Fun. It's really, really fun.
Does she understand the concept of, like, presents?
She does, because the other day for Hanukkah, it was like the fifth night, and she had started to kind of get into the groove that, like, every night she gets like a small present after we light the candles and sing some songs. And it was midday, and I put the present under the tree because I figured, oh, like, you know, she doesn't quite get it yet. I'll mm-hmm. you know, and we'll bring it to her. Well, midday, I'm in the kitchen and I hear like, and she's opening her present. And I was like, no, that's not time yet.
Oh, yeah, she gets it.
But I was like, all right, let's go. She's in it.
She's going to be devastated when the holidays are over.
I know. What are we going to do? She's just going to have to play with all her brand new stuff. Anyway, this is very exciting. What? So, you guys, we have some fun mini holiday episodes for you for the rest of the year before we get back into our recaps and guests. And we are so happy that the strike is over. Our contract was ratified. We're going to welcome back some really fun cast members. And we're really excited for 2024 to dive into the rest of season three. So happy holidays, everybody.
If you need time away from the family, these episodes always serve as a great, like, you know, I have some work to do. and you just put us on. We're your work. We're the office call.
That's what we're here for.
There's an emergency at work. Oh, I have to study for this thing that I forgot about next semester. That's us.
That's what we're here for. You're welcome. Yeah. Kevin, what are you doing for the holidays? Where are you?
Texas.
Oh my goodness.
For Christmas.
Hooray.
Yes. But on actual Christmas Day, I'm leaving Texas.
So tomorrow.
Going somewhere fun. Yeah. For New Year's.
Oh my goodness. How exciting.
I'll be in Brazil.
You've been there a few times now, huh?
I think this will be my maybe 13th or 14th time to Brazil.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, you could basically get your citizenship.
I wish.
Wow. That's very cool.
Whatever.
I'm jealous.
I'm very excited. I'll be there for a couple weeks. Mm. So it'll be very, very fun.
Amazing.
I used to spend every New Year's there for several years, even during Glee.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You'd have to come back a lot faster, though.
Yeah, you're right. But I'll save that. I will talk about that in the next episode.
Okay.
We'll talk about New Year's things. Okay. But for this, I went karaokeing with my family.
What?
It was not my idea. It's not something we do as a family.
Okay, that's so it's not like a tradition?
Not at all. But one of my brothers wanted to go karaokeing and has been planning like for weeks. Mm. And so rounded up us and like his friends and one of my other brother's friends to go karaokeing, which was just, I was a little scared.
Did you sing any Glee songs?
Hell no.
Did you do any songs that we've done on Glee?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did. Maybe. That's a lie.
Maybe.
Yeah. I forgot because I didn't do it on Glee, so then I forgot. We did so many songs, there's no way to not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, wow.
I also forced my entire family to go see the Renaissance movie.
Well, I'm not surprised.
I'm a good son.
You are a good son. You're a very good son. And, you know, you're educating them.
My dad said, he's like, well, you know, I'd probably never normally see it. He's like, that just doesn't seem like, I'm like, yeah, I know. I go, but you understand good entertainment and you appreciate good artistry. He's like, well, yeah, I do. Of course I do. I'm like, and I know you like Beyonce. He's like, well, yeah, she's incredible. It's like, so you're welcome.
I'm proud of you, Kevin. That's really great. And I'm proud of your family.
Beyonce is the gift that keeps on giving. You can't not go see her perform either live or the movie and walk away being like, that was bad. I didn't like that.
Right.
Or no one said ever.
Soulless. I usually am in New York for Christmas, and I am not. I am currently in LA.
How's that been?
It's been okay. You know, sadly, it's hard because I don't see my family that many times a year. The last time I saw them was on Christmas. So it's hard though when you have a kid and they are not a good traveler at this age. It's just, it is what it is. Every parent I've ever talked to is like, this is the age where you don't travel unless they're like the miracle baby that's like sits in front of a tablet right. or is very still. And she's just not that person. So it makes it really difficult for us and mainly for me. And so we decided to give Emma a Hanukkah and a Christmas in our own home, which is exciting because
cute.
Yeah, you know, it's special and she has to wake up on tomorrow morning and open all the gifts under the tree. And we did Hanukkah and earlier in December and it's just really special. It's really fun. And we have this new menorah that Emma's grandma got us and we pull it out every year. So there's just like new traditions actually being made, which is exciting too. Mm-hmm. But usually on Christmas Eve, we'll go get like Italian food. So I'm trying to do something Italian tonight. And then tomorrow we will figure it out. And then my nieces, who we usually do while we're there, we do a gingerbread house every year. So the year of COVID, when we did not go home and you and I spent Christmas together.
Yes.
Which was very fun. The best. We did a Zoom gingerbread house. We bought the same gingerbread house and then we designed it together. And so we're going to do that again over the break this year so that we can celebrate together.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, technology.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, it's like the worst and the best. And I'm grateful for this holiday season when I can't.
I think it's hard when you're a kid and you go somewhere else, I think, for Christmas, because it's so special to be like wake up at your own home and
totally
see the tree and go to the presents. And so I think that's nice. You're able to build
yeah
the traditions in your own home.
Yeah, we'll see them soon. And the travel, holiday travel is just bonkers. So we did it last year and she cried both ways 6 hours. And we just went on a flight recently. It was half the time of New York and it was I was unwell. I was really unwell. So we just said we have to wait a little bit till she gets a little bit older, like figure it out. I don't know what the thing is. If anybody wants to write in and tell me if they have any tricks, she won't sit in front of a TV. Like, it's just not her thing.
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. And luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes. We love that.
I just got the silk skirt, and then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality for that price. I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
I have some Christmas related questions.
Okay. Well, we watched a Christmas movie every night of December.
Oh my God. Name some of them. What has been your favorite so far?
Well, Elf had its 20-year anniversary this year, and Elf has definitely been number one on my list for a long time. My brother and I would watch Christmas Story every year, and National Lampoon. That's also on the top of my list. And then we watched Die Hard. Because it is a Christmas movie. It's a Christmas movie. You should watch it over the break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a least favorite Christmas movie?
Honestly, no. Who has a least fit? I mean, maybe the Grinch who stole Christmas. Oh, I have a funny story. So Emma met the Grinch this year.
Oh, no.
We went to our very good friend Alessandra's house, who has a daughter, Lady, who is just a few weeks younger than Emma. And Lady loves the Grinch. And
why does that fit?
I know. It really is. She's just such a character. The Grinch came in. It was a really, really good costume. And the Grinch is like a monster, essentially. Like, it's not Santa, who, like, she kind of didn't like. It was like the Grinch. And I've never seen the sheer terror in her body and on her face was actually, like, alarming to me. I was, like, very upset about it because she looked petrified. And she said, no, no, no. And like ran away and would not let go of me. And then was clocking him throughout the party, looking over my shoulder, trying to see where he was.
Keeping track of him.
Yes. Which, like, good instincts, girlfriend. But still, I've never in her tiny 18 months of life seen her like that. And it was really jarring. She was so, like, we went to Disney. She did the Haunted Mansion. She's fine. Like, no issues. But the Grinch was really, and to be fair, he's a creepy character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Anyway.
Understandable.
Do you have a favorite holiday song?
Well, here's what I went to a little Christmas get together a couple days ago. And they went around. We all went around and were asking your favorite Christmas song, but also your most, the song you think is most overrated.
I'm dying to know.
That you actually don't like. So I think my favorite Christmas song is probably White Christmas, but like the Bing Crosby version. But I also love a Holy Night, like Celine Dion, A Holy Night.
Yes.
Christmas songs, I think, are overrated. I don't like Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Agreed.
And I kind of don't like Last Christmas.
Oh, I love Last Christmas. Wow.
I know it's an unpopular opinion.
It is.
I don't love it. Of the newer songs, I think Kelly Clarkson's
Underneath the Christmas Tree or Santa.
Excellent.
So good. So good. Emma likes that one the best.
Because I have a harder time with the newer Christmas music.
Always.
But I do think that Kelly Clarkson song. Oh boy.
Well, Christina Aguilera's old Christmas album still slaps.
Look, Clay Aiken had a great Christmas album. Celine Dion's, Billy Gilman's.
I haven't been listening to Celine's. I got to pull that one out for tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Well, Holy Night. We all played it. So this party was like a lot of singers.
Okay.
Like very, like professional background singers, like, and artists. Because, you know, if you can be an artist and a background singer, you're like actually an incredible vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I can fake it enough. These people are unreal. And so we were talking. Oh my God. By the way, have you heard Brandy's Christmas album?
No.
Jenna.
Okay. That's on my list.
She does a duet with her daughter.
No.
Who has like the same voice. Her tone's slightly different, but can do all the crazy runs that Brandy does. It is exactly what you'd want it to be. It's insane. But we all, so every time someone would bring up a song they like, then we'd all sit there and like listen to it. And so we listened to Celine Dion's A Holy Night. And she's just like, it's easy for her for, you know, most of that song, 90% of that song. And then she just hits a couple of those notes at the end. She's like, don't worry. I got it. What about you?
You know, there's very few Christmas songs. I don't like Up on the Rooftop.
Up on the Rooftop.
Feels like more kiddish to me, but don't like that song. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Could do without it.
Yeah, that was a big one. People said that.
Could do without it. And obviously Jingle Bells, could do without it. Favorite Christmas song? Oh, Holy's up there for sure.
That's my shower song.
Some Hallelujah. I like Some Hallelujah.
Is that a Christmas song?
I mean, it's on the Pentatonix one. I like that one.
Oh, fair.
I like the Christmas song.
The classics are the classics. Like, they've stood the test of time.
Yeah. But anything Celine Dion now, I'm like, oh, I gotta go back and listen to that Christmas song because I don't know what I've been
thinking.
Tonight
is the night. You gotta play it all.
A wasted month.
You have the next 24 hours to really just
Okay.
Get those streams in.
Well, before we let people go back to their Christmas vacation, there's a few games I'd like to play, Kevin.
Great. Let's do it.
Would you rather?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Would you rather have to sing carols off key for the entire day?
Easy.
Or wear a Santa suit to a summer barbecue?
Sing carols off key, because that would be me trying to sing a carol.
Same.
Christmas carol on key, and me it just too. Wouldn't.
That's just me generally. I'm like, oh, God. Would you rather have tinsel for hair or jingle bells for earrings?
Tinsel. Jingle bells. Oh.
The jingle bells are someone just who like has very, good hair. But very, I don't know, jingly. Would you rather have to eat fruitcake for every meal? I don't know, Kevin, that sounds like you. Or drink hot cocoa with pickles this holiday season.
Was that a slur, Jenna?
What?
Are you calling me a fruitcake?
No, it's sweet. You're a sweets person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard you got a little sugar in your tank. That's
I would drink
I
hot cocoa with pickles.
I think I would too.
Okay.
And I actually would like to try that.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what we've been thinking. We're like, where have we been? Would you rather have your holiday dinner cooked by a famous chef or by your favorite fictional holiday character?
Julia Child.
I was going to say the same thing.
Let's do it. Let's have dinner with Julia Child.
Chicken, you know?
Yeah.
Before we go, we are going to rank the Glee Christmas episodes.
Okay, great.
We have episode 2, season 2, episode 10, A Very Glee Christmas.
The music?
No. It's just had the music. This is a reminder, a simple reminder of what was in
it. Oh, got it. Okay.
That season and episode had Baby, It's Cold Outside, We Need a Little Christmas, Last Christmas, Christmas Darling, Most Wonderful Day of the Year, Welcome Christmas, and You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, which is the most, I think, memorable of the... For the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do the next one again.
Okay. Season 3, episode 9, Extraordinary Merry Christmas, which is what we just did.
Mm-hmm.
Let It Snow. No, It's Christmas. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Extraordinary Merry Christmas. Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. Christmas Wrapping. My Favorite Things. River. Oh. Blue Christmas and Santa Baby. I need a nap after that.
Ooh. Okay. Season 4, episode 10, Glee Actually. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Feliz Navidad, The First Noel, White Christmas, Hanukkah, Hanukkah, and Jingle Bell Rock.
Season 5, episode 8, Previously Unaired Christmas, Love Child, Away in the Manger, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Mary's Little Boy Child, Here Comes Santa Claus, The Chipmunk Song.
Okay, let's go worst to best.
That one, worst.
Previously Unaired Christmas is the worst.
Yeah, I broke.
Yeah.
On that one. Okay. Not my favorite. Some of those numbers were insane.
Yeah, very crazy. Next up would be season 4, episode 10. We actually.
I kind of think this might go in sequential order.
I feel like it might as well. Backwards, though.
Yes.
Okay, so season 4, episode 10, we're rating third.
I mean, the thing is, I like... It's a toss-up between these two for...
Yeah, I'm going with... Okay, so it doesn't go in order. So we've got... Previously Unaired is number 4. Glee Actually is number 3. I'm going to go A Very Glee Christmas, number 2, and Extraordinary Merry, 1.
I'm going to go in order. Then I think 2 for me is Extraordinary Merry Christmas, but I love Christmas Wrapping so much. I love it. Oh, that Christmas special is so good. I don't know. No, yeah, okay, fine. Number 1, A Very Glee Christmas.
Okay, that tracks. Okay, everybody. Well, we hope you're having a wonderful holiday break and you are getting a restful and relaxing time and enjoying it all. And if you're not, that's okay too. 2024 is around the corner. We can't wait for what's in store. And we thank you for joining us for 2023.
Come back for our little treat of a New Year's episode on That's What You Really Missed. And That's What You Really Missed. You would think I would learn the title of the show. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thanks for listening. And follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Missed Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course. We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.